Greece's central bank today warned for the first time that Greece could be on a painful course to default and exit from the Eurozone and the European Union. And that warning comes amid contentious talks between Greece and its creditors. BBC economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us from London with more. And Andrew, we've heard these dire warnings before, but how significant is this coming from the Greek central bank?
It is very, very unusual. You do not normally hear central banks, which are certainly supposed generally to be independent, taking steps that could really be seen as shooting across the bows of their own government. It does look like it's a message that's intended to encourage the Greek government to come to a deal and to do so very quickly with its creditors.
Well, remind us what the deadline is right now and what Greece has to do, what the creditors have to do to make a deal.
Well, there is certainly a deadline, and there have been no end of different deadlines in the course of this crisis, but there is a deadline at the end of the month, which is significant for two reasons. One is that when Greece is due to make a payment of €1.5 billion to the IMF, that's a repayment under the first bailout. It's also a deadline for the end of negotiations for making payments and reviewing Greece's economic policies under the second bailout. Now, that latter deadline is one that in principle, I think, could be extended. But there certainly is a possibility that if Greece were to miss that payment to the IMF, all sorts of unpleasant consequences could begin to start following.
And for people who are trying to read the tea leaves here and figure out what's going to happen, one of the ways to do that is to see what each side is saying and how they're talking about each other. And it looks right now like they're not being all that nice to each other. Like they're saying, oh, well, it's you, Greece, that needs to do this. Or no, it's you, Europe, that has to do this in order for us to get to a deal.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and in the last few days, the language, especially, though not only from the Greek side, has been getting rather more strident. The Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, has been accusing creditors of being criminal, of humiliating his government. That's not generally the kind of thing that makes it very easy to back down. And basically, one side, or actually, I suppose, in principle, both, do have to make some significant concessions. And they, by using that kind of language, they are making it politically that much harder for themselves to do it.
Now, for people who are listening to this outside of Europe, what's at stake? Remind us what's at stake here, because you hear these endless deadlines. It's kind of the boy who cried wolf over and over again. Oh, no, what happens if Greece defaults? But Andrew, what happens if Greece defaults and leaves the Eurozone and maybe the EU?
There's no question that it would be very disruptive in the short term. You'd see a worsening of the recession that Greece is already suffering. Nonetheless, there are other concerns, mainly political concerns, basically two. One is that a Greek departure would undermine the general principle that the Eurozone is supposed to be forever. It's not something you enter or leave as a matter of economic convenience. And there are also concerns that if Greece were to depart, that Europe might have a failed state on its southern flank that could end up making much closer relationships with people that the rest of the European Union don't much care for, the likes of Russia and China. So those are the kind of quite complicated political considerations that are also entering in to Europe's political calculus about exactly how to handle this crisis.
Andrew Walker, the BBC's economics correspondent on what's going on in Greece and what continues to happen there. Andrew, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.